audio version of Michael Laitman's blog. October 20th, 2019. The difference between male and female nature. Question: my wife also studies Kabbalah, and I can say with confidence that we look at spirituality in completely different ways, as if we were from different planets. What is the method of unification in female and male tens, and what should the effort of one toward the other be? Answer: I think that it is necessary to proceed as it is. I would like only one thing, that women do not imitate everything that men do. Even when it comes to a women's 10, you should not try to do the same as the men, but as much as you can. Simply engage in mutual support. Still, Malkuth and Keter are two opposite properties of creation, therefore, the same method cannot be successful for both. After all, we see in our world how women are different in everything. The fact that nowadays they are trying to artificially make men and women absolutely equivalent, I do not say equal but equivalent, this, of course, is completely wrong. We do not take into account our internal structure, psychology, way of thinking, in general, everything that is in a man, and in a woman. We believe that by destroying the differences, we will become equal, and will look at it as great progress. This is not progress. When we try to destroy nature in its natural manifestations, it always ends in big losses. We already see this in the young generation. Some more time will pass, everything will be revealed, and humanity, as usual, will stumble upon its mistakes, and begin to somehow turn itself back. In Kabbalah, it is absolutely clear that the difference between the male and female nature should naturally manifest itself in our advancement. The Torah does not describe the history of people, but our path, the embodiment of the upper light in the ego at a certain stage of its development. We go through the same stages in our spiritual movement. For example, the path of Egyptian captivity is existence in our egoism, exiting it, etc. There is a difference between male and female movements everywhere, although they go in parallel. We do not see the replacement of one by the other or equality anywhere. We are not equal. There is nothing we can do about it. It is unnecessary. On the contrary, we must further explore the difference between us, so that everyone can maximally realize their mission in the nature that is given to them. Most importantly, do not copy what men have, and do not do the same, because even this is reached with difficulty, artificially. It is necessary to approach everything much more wisely. From KabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13th, 2019. Why are we meeting here and now? Question: are we listening to you because we are meant to be in the science of Kabbalah? Answer: we are meeting here and now because we are all parts of the same soul. And not only one soul, but one organ of the soul. Otherwise, we would be in different generations, in different places on the globe, etc. So, there is certainly a connection between us, because we belong to one organ of the soul. From KabTV's Basics of Kabbalah, August 18th, 2019. The Meaning of Kabbalistic Books, Part 6. Reasons for the appearance of the Book of Zohar. Question: the Book of Zohar is a commentary on the Torah. Why did it have to be written? Answer: circumstances changed. There were stages when groups of Kabbalists who were in a state of attainment, that is, a gradual rise from the beginning of the creation of egoism to its relatively complete development, as during the Second Temple, fell. The Book of Zohar was written in the 2nd century AD in a state when a fall had already occurred. There were no groups, no nations, there was nothing called holiness, meaning a sense of at least relative unity. Everything was destroyed, crushed, split. Therefore, a technique was needed to crown this dark period of suffering, called the exile, which should end in correction. The Book of Zohar is intended for the period separated from its writing to our time by a 2000-year exile so that, starting from our time onward, we begin to implement what is written in it, meaning to correct ourselves. In our generation, we have been awarded the Sulam commentary on the Book of Zohar. Therefore, We can reveal Kabbalah and begin to understand what the great Kabbalists Rabbi Shimon and his students said 2000 years ago. Question: are you saying that without the commentary written by the last Kabbalist of the 20th century, Baal HaSulam, Yehuda Ashlag, it is impossible to understand the Zohar? Answer: impossible. Therefore, it appeared. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 18th, 2018.